Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to another edition of the Mid Morning Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays, inshallah, from 10 to 11 a.m. Today being the 4th of Ramadan, 1446, corresponding to the 5th of March, 2025. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we've been having beautiful days and we must thank Almighty Allah for giving us such beautiful days. And inshallah, as you know, we're going to be starting off our show by getting in contact with our brother Alpha Sinkosi, and he will be giving us more info as to what's going to be happening in and around the world and which guest he's going to be having on his show today. It's 4 days into the month of Ramadan, and I'd like to hear from you, the listeners of Marcus Sahaba. How has your Ramadan been thus far? Has it impacted you as yet? Have you felt the change in the month of Ramadan? You know, I can feel it for myself that there's been a lot of change, you know, spirituality. You become more closer to Almighty Allah. And inshallah, let's go for that break. And when we return, you can send your messages on the number 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. We're going to listen to the Nasheed, and when we come back, we will get our brother Alpha Sinkosi.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
میرے پیارے نبی ہیں وجہ تخلیق جہاں لوگو زمانے بھر میں ان جیسا بھلا آیا کہاں لوگو ذبیح اللہ اسماعیل کے عالی نسب سے ہے وہی مشہور صادق اور امی جیسے لقب سے ہیں گھرانوں میں گھرانہ ان کا دنیا بھر میں اعلیٰ ہے جس کے پاس دل ان سے محبت کرنے والا ہے بنو ہاشم کی قسمت کے ستارے جگمگا اٹھے کہ عبد المطلب خادم بنے ہیں کعبۃ اللہ کے یہودی عالموں نے ان کو خوشخبری سنائی تھی نبوت کی گواہی دی بہت سے راہبوں نے دی خدا لم یزل نے ان کو زمزم سے نوازا تھا اور اس پر ان کا ایک بیٹے کی قربانی کا وعدہ تھا جو قربانی کا قرآن نکلا عبداللہ کا نام آیا قریشی خاندانوں کا یہاں پر دل تڑپ اٹھا دیا یہ مشورہ خیبر کے عرافان شیبا کو کہ تم اونٹوں کی صورت اس جوان کا خون بہا دے دو سو اس دن وادی مکہ کے ہر گھر میں خوشی پھیلی گلے مل کر وہب نے ان کی پیشانی بھی پھر چومی وہب مکہ کے کم.
It's gone at 16 minutes past 10 Central African time, and we have our brother Alpha Sinkosi on the line. Brother Alpha, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Very well, thanks, man. How are you doing,
brother? Very well, thank you, brother Alpha. Alpha, tell us what you have in store for us from your show from 12 to 12:50.
Well, as you know, yesterday, SA released a report saying that the South African economy has grown in the fourth quarter. So we'll speak to an economist to help us dissect that particular report and is it really the economy, has it grown for real? You know, those dynamics and nitty-gritties thereof. And then, well, today at 12:30, the second stint of the show, we're taking it down memory line. We're going to discuss, you know, the 129 Adwa War that happened in Ethiopia We're just going to reminisce about that war and then what really sparked that war. I think that's the key issue and what happened there. And then the last stint, as you know, that the U.S. government, under Trump administration, they've pulled out on U.S. aid in South Africa. We'll speak to the spokesperson from the Department of Health to tell us what the state of readiness from the Department of Health. What are they doing? What measures put in place to make sure that that pullout doesn't affect a lot of people? Especially, we know that there are a lot of people that were very highly dependent on the U.S. aid in terms of their chronic illnesses and the treatment thereof. So, yeah, we will dissect that and just hear it from the Department of Health, as well as telling us about the NHI. How far is it and what benefits does it have to ordinary citizens of South Africa?
Thank you so much, Brother Alphas. We hope to catch you at around 12 and 12:50, inshallah. Thank you so much for your time, Brother Alphas.
Thanks, Brother Sule. Thank you very
much. No problem, sir. You take care. And that was Brother Alphas Nkosi giving us the lineup as to what's going to be happening from 12 to 12:50. Something very different that I want to start today, inshallah. We're going to be playing out various clips of Dr. Yusuf Mangera, and he's going to be discussing the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the benefits of and it's the cures as to how it will help us on a daily basis. So inshallah, today we're going to be starting with the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I'm not mistaken, today it's going to be Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. It's Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. So inshallah, let's listen to Dr. Mufti Yusuf Mangera, what he has to say with regards to reciting the beautiful 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. So my dear brothers and sisters, I've been thinking about this for a while, that the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has the most beautiful names, you should call unto Him by them. So what I found was that every name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the 99 that we have, right, the 99 package that we have, that's related by Imam Tirmidhi, there are other 99 collections as well. So they don't necessarily represent every single name of the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some names in the Quran which are not part of 99. They're just a collection, like a package. Here you go, right? If you understand these, you will enter Jannah. Like if you get these properly, you'll enter, because you would have had a sufficient understanding of Allah by understanding these 99 names. Now, what do we do with these 99 names? What I try to do is I try to read them and find a name relevant to my situation, and then I use that name to call unto Allah. For example, there's a book that we published. We actually did a little session of it here when I first came, the Hizbul A'zam. Yeah. Al-Hizbul Al-Azam. Yeah. So it was just in Arabic at that time. But a lot of people were asking for the translation. So then in 2019, I started working on a translation. And by 2021, I'd finished the translation. Right, a really nice translation. We worked very hard on it to really reflect the beautiful quality of the Arabic and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's words and so on. But I couldn't satisfy myself with a good design, because I'm very particular about design. So I wasn't happy with any design that I could come up with to produce, to print and publish it. So it sat like that until last Ramadan. So over a year and a half or something. And then at last Ramadan, I said, you know what, this is a waste now. It's ready. People should benefit. People want to ask. So after Ramadan, I sat with my wife and I called unto Allah with one of His names. Which names of Allah are relevant to design? Anybody know? Which? Khaliq is creator. That's more general, right? But something more related to design. Mashallah. So Musawwir is the name I used. Musawwir. Musawwir means the one who forms, the one who does taswir, the one who creates the form of something. There's also another name which is Jameel, elegant and beautiful one, right? Inna Allaha Jameelun yuhibbul jamal. So I sat down, I did dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with one of these names, and then I started working. Within 5 minutes I had a design I was satisfied with. Right, alhamdulillah. That if, for example, you want a cure, you use the name of Allah, Ya Shafi. You want forgiveness, Ya Ghafoor, Ya Ghaffar, right? You want mercy, Ya Rahman. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to give suggestions of what you can use each name for. Like for example, Ya Jameel, beauty. If you're in the design field, then you need to be calling onto Jameel all the time, right? You're an architect, you're a graphic design artist, or whatever, Ya Jameel, right? You want something to be beautiful, Ya Jameel, right? You want yourself to be beautiful, you want to adorn yourself, Ya Jameel, right? And they're very relevant, and Allah loves it when you call onto Him with knowledge, with ma'rifah. Because that's what Allah created us for, so that He could be recognized. And anybody who recognizes Him, Allah just loves them, because that's what He created us for, right? And if I don't know too much about you, I just know your name, right? And your name was what again?
Idris.
So I can say Idris, and you'll feel that's cool, right? But if I find out more about your qualities, and then I call on to you about with your qualities, wouldn't you feel more validated? I think, wow, this guy really knows me, right? So when you call on to Allah with His names, that's what happens. Then we're showing that. So now I've got a few things compiled here. Just the first two names. We'll use the first two names, Ya Rahman and Ya Rahim. How can we use these two names? We're going to take the first two names, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. They both come from the concept of mercy. Ar-Rahman is the most or entirely merciful one, right? And Rahim is the bestower of mercy. So they both are related to mercy. Now, how and when should we use these? Okay. One is, if people have personal suffering, emotional pain, mental anguish, you might want to call on Rahman for relief. Have mercy on me. Don't leave me in this state. Have mercy on me. Return me to my inner peace. That's one place. If somebody has physical health issues, you can call on to Ya Shafi, the curer, but you can also call Ya Rahman, have mercy. Right. Ask for His immense mercy in granting healing. A person is seeking guidance in something. Right. I know some of these might sound too general and some will be more specific, but I'm going to just share them with you anyway. When unsure of which path to take in life, is this a good path for me? Is it a path of mercy or is it a path of anger? So we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rahman, guide me through your boundless mercy to the right path. Ya Rahman, guide me to the right path. Number four, very obvious one. We are sinful. We did something wrong. We're asking for forgiveness, repentance. Then, Ya Rahman and Ya Rahim, after committing a sin, we want Allah's mercy. Because that's what's going to allow Him to forgive us. His mercy encompasses everything, that's why. Number five. Relationships. Subhanallah, relationships. When facing difficulty in relationships, you've had an issue with somebody, a little misunderstanding, we need mercy so that they can forgive us. We need mercy, we need Allah's mercy to descend so that they can soften their hearts, soften our hearts, reconcile between us. Right? So asking Rahman to mend the broken bonds and create mercy between us. Mercy is such a overarching idea. A job interview, asking for mercy, Ya Allah, I need this job. Have mercy on me and allow me to do well with this. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, allow me to do well with this. Number seven, educational pursuits. When facing challenging exams or assignments, right? Or when you don't understand something. When something is complicated, that maths homework you've been given is complicated. That science homework, you can't work out the formulas or something. Right? So you can say, Ya Rahman, fahimni. Ya Rahim, fahimni. right? Oh, most merciful one, give me understanding, give me comprehension. Some of our ulama, some of our sheikhs, they used to go into sajda when they were confused about something. Allahumma fahimni, make dua in their nafl prayers, in their sajda. Oh Allah, give me understanding. Oh Allah, give me understanding. Number 8, obvious one, financial difficulties. Right, financial hardships. Ask Allah for His mercy and His provision and relief from debts. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Relieve me of this debt. Safe travels. Number 9, safe travels. Oh Allah, allow your mercy to stay with me wherever I go. People treat me with respect. People treat me with honor. And your mercy is there so that I don't fall into any hazards. I don't fall into any problems. And of course, when you have natural disasters, we need the mercy of Allah. Earthquakes and any other major storms or anything, Ya Rahman, protect us, protect the people, protect them, Ya Rahman and Ya Rahim. Another one, medical crisis. That's very similar to when you're ill, right? So medical crisis, asking for mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A professional setback from one person's job, a professional setback of whatever that may be, right? Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open up other opportunities to relieve these issues through His mercy. Emotional distress. When a person is emotionally just distressed, we need the mercy of Allah to grant us satisfaction, contentment. Family and relationship issues. When you have a discord with family and relationship, we need mercy in our families. So call on to Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, Ya Latif, sort this issue out for us. Remove these problems, these misunderstandings, these problems, these conflicts. Global crisis. We've already dealt with that in the natural crisis. And of course, end of life. End of life. We want mercy. We want, because remember, the Prophet ﷺ said, nobody goes into paradise with their actions. They will only go through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace and His mercy. So we're going to ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. We ask for mercy when we hear somebody has passed away, so that Allah envelope him in His mercy. We ask for mercy when somebody's on their last, you know. And if we have the ability that when we're about to die, we can ask for Allah's mercy, then that would be wonderful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that ability. So that was about Rahman and Rahim. Hopefully that's practical and useful that we can use them for these. Inshallah, I want to do that for all the names. But today that might be all we have time for.
And that was the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rahman and Ar-Rahim. You know, it's amazing how when you look at the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when you are in difficulty, you call out to Almighty Allah, say, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Sattar, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Rabbul Alameen, Ya Wadudu, Ya Hakimu, Ya Alimu, Ya Ali, Ya Malikul Mulk, Zul Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Fattahu, Ya Ghaniyu, Ya Wadud. You call out these beautiful names. And so, a perfect example, Surah Fatiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is Al-Fattah, and Surah Fatiha is the opening. And when you want any work of yours to be done, you call out to Almighty Allah, you read your two rakat in the full salah, and you call out to Almighty Allah, you start off with Durood Sharif, praise of beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Durood and Salawat. Then you call out the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab, Ya Razak, Ya Razak, Ya Ghani, Ya Mughni. You call out His names because you are beseeching Almighty Allah's help. You are calling out the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you raise your hand and you make dua. And you can say, Ya Allah, I beseech Thee. I ask Thee to help me in my situation, in whatever task that I'm about to fulfill. Ya Allah, You make it fruitful. Ya Allah, if there's khair in whatever I'm going to do, Ya Allah, You make it easy for me, You make me successful in it. Because sometimes when we want something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that it is not good for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't give it to us, But rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us something which is much better for us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows we are insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is good for us and what is not good for us. Therefore, we should not be despondent when we are looking for something, when we see something. We should rather put our faith in tawakkal in Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, you are the best of planners. Your plan is the best plan. So if you see that something is not going good for you, just have patience, have sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the patient one. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Verily, salah brings contentment to the heart. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the patient one. So, maybe it won't take you 6 months to a year, maybe you're wanting something for the past 2 years, 3 years. Maybe you want to go for Umrah, but every time you try to go for Umrah, something comes up. Either, you know, when you want to renew your passport, the offices are closed, so they're offline, or something happens. You know, it happens like that. And then the time comes that your name comes out to go for Hajj. You were planning that you wanted to go for Umrah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a better plan for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, yeah, my banda, I'm going to take you for Hajj. He's giving you a chance to go for Hajj. And when you go for Hajj, it is an invitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you make the right intention, and when you put your faith in tawakkal in Almighty Allah, okay, Ya Allah, I want to go for Umrah, want to go take this opportunity and go for Hajj. We've seen miracles that happened with people who said that, you know, when my name came out, I didn't know what to do, what I was going to do. How was I going to come out with those funds? Allah is the best of plans. If Allah wants something to happen, Allah will make it happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Kun fayakun, be and it shall be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do with the means, without the means, against the means, beyond the means. There is nothing short, there's nothing impossible for all, in the eyes of Almighty Allah. Allah will make it such, Allah will open the road of you, of open the road for you that you want to, your name came out for Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, I will bring you to my house because it's an invitation. I am calling you to my house. I will make the necessary arrangements for you to come. You don't have to worry about how you're going to come, who's going to go, how you're going to make it, and all these other things. This is an invitation from Almighty Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will make a way for you. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْضُكُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whomsoever has faith in Almighty Allah and tawakkal in Almighty Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the roads of avenues for him where he didn't know, where he didn't expect it to come from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and give us the hidayah to understand and practice on this amal, inshallah. 25 minutes to 11 Central African time. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small nasheed break. And when we come back, we will listen to Mufti Yusuf Mangera, and we will play out another clip with regards to the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Mere pyare nabi hai wajah takleeqe jahan logo zamane bhar mein un jaisa bhala aaya kahan logo zabihullah ismaeel ke aali nasab se hai wahi mashhoor sadiq aur ami jaise laqab se hai gharanon mein gharana unka duniya bhar mein aala hai ہے جس کے پاس دل ان سے محبت کرنے والا ہے بنو ہاشم کی قسمت کے ستارے جگمگا اٹھے کہ عبد المطلب خادم بنے ہیں کعبۃ اللہ کے یہودی عالموں نے ان کو خوشخبری سنائی تھی نبوت کی گواہی دی بہت سے راہبوں نے دی خدا لم یزل نے ان کو زمزم سے نوازا تھا اور اس پر ان کا ایک بیٹے کی قربانی کا وعدہ تھا جو قربانی کا قرآن نکلا عبد اللہ کا نام آیا قریشی خاندانوں کا یہاں پر دل تڑپ اٹھا دیا یہ مشورہ خیبر کے عرافان شیبا کو کہ تم اونٹوں کی صورت اس جوان کا خون بہا دے دو سو اس دن وادی مکہ کے ہر گھر میں خوشی پھیلی گلے مل کر وہب نے ان کی پیشانی بھی پھر چومی وہب مکہ کے کی کنبے بنی زہرا کے والی تھے سو عبداللہ کی شادی تھے
20 minutes to 11 Central African time, and this is the name Dr. Yusuf, Mufti Yusuf Mangera, is going to be discussing the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is Al-Quddus and its attributes. So inshallah, let's listen to this small clip, inshallah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. قال الله تعالى ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله 99 اسما من حفظها دخل الجنة. So now the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are well known, and there are multiple names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's the usual package of 99 names that are the most well-known ones based on the hadith of Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Now, there's lots of books on the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and lots of discussion and detail regarding the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, these 99 names are not the only names of Allah. In fact, there are names in the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are not part of this 99. There are also a number of other narrations that have a slightly different collection of 99 names as well. But we'll start with the main ones. That's what we're going to be looking at. Today we start with name number 4. Now, what I want to mention is, the idea of this is that I've been encouraging that we go through the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the meaning, and then adopt a few depending on our circumstance at that time. So throughout our life, we'll be using the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're very, very powerful when we call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says that Allah has the most beautiful names, most magnificent names. فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Call unto Him using those names. That's what Allah tells us to do that. So He's actually telling us to call unto Him with the beautiful names because He likes to be praised. So that's why we want to do that. So to get a better insight of how we can use these names, I'm going to give us some ideas. So I'm just going to cover about, 5 to 10 different practical places or situations in which you can use each of these names. You can think of a lot more, so it's just a way to think about these, because the names are very, very comprehensive. Now, different scholars have picked out different names for themselves that they found to be very useful for their circumstance. I met one of our shuyukh. He said, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Fattah, Ya Sattar, Ya Hafiz, Ya Salam. These 5 names, he says, whenever I have any issue, I repeat those names. I call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those names. Ya Ghaffar, Auf, one who abundantly and frequently forgives. Ya Ghaffar. Then Ya Fattah, or one who opens up, who reveals, who opens up, who discloses, makes the way. Ya Sattar, O one who conceals. Ya Hafidh, O one who protects, protector. Ya Salam, O giver of peace. Now, my understanding is that you're seeking forgiveness for our sins because they may be preventing something, an obstacle for what we want. And then you're saying, Ya Ghaffar, and then Ya Fatah, O one who opens up things. So you call on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open up the issue. Ya Sattar, to conceal any of our defects and our problematic issues, our sins. And then protector, give us protection in the future and in the present time. And just overall peace. So different people will adopt different names, and these names could be, you could adopt them according to the situation and your circumstance of the time. So let's start off with Ya Quddus. That is the fourth name in the 99 names, Ya Quddus, which means the absolutely pure, without blemish, the absolute pure and holy, essentially. Quds, Baytul Maqdis, Al Baytul Muqaddas. It all means the pure and the holy house, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect it. So we're calling on to the Quddus. What would we call on to the Quddus for? One is for seeking purity of intention. For example, when beginning a new venture, new project, or even doing some kind of optional worship, or any significant decision that we want to take somewhere. And we want to make sure that our intention is purified behind that. Let us call unto Ya Quddus, O Allah, O Quddus, O Pure One, absolutely Pure One, purify my intention. Allow me to be pure in my pursuit. So, then that means that we'll be pure, you know, we'll be saved inshallah from showing off or any other ulterior motive. Make it purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us ask Allah by that name to purify our intention. Okay, number two. If there's a job that we want, start a business, any other venture, where there may be some ethical considerations. A lot of people maybe in that field don't work with ethics. They do too much hustling. They do things a bit off. It's not fully legal or fully, you know, maybe even legal actually. But there's an ethics issue in there, right? So we're gonna call unto Allah Subhanahu wa Taala using the word Quddus, His name Quddus. That inshallah all of our dealings will be pure, clean and honest and sincere. Number three, of course, simple one, since Allah is all pure, free from blemish, we are so defective and we are so sinful. Ya Quddus, forgive us. Repentance. So that we can also become without sin. To help us without sin. Number four, interesting points. Number four, when you want to seek good company, when we want people around us who are righteous and pure, Ya Quddus, give me pure and righteous company. Give me pure and righteous companions, neighbors, partners. So we are literally asking Allah to attract towards us those who are pure in their faith. Indeed, pure-hearted people, Ya Quddus. Number five, of course, now we can move on to illness. When a person is ill and they want to be purified from illness, Ya Quddus, Ishfini. Ya Quddus, give me shifa from these diseases. Purify me of these diseases, of this illness, of these impurities, of these germs, of this bacteria, of this infection. Number six, marital matters. When seeking a spouse, we want somebody who's pure. الطيباتُ للطيبين. The pure males are for the pure, pure females are for the pure males. As opposed to الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات. So الطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات. Ya Quddus, give me somebody that is pure. Pure in deeds, pure in action, pure at heart, and pure in intention, so free of ill intentions. Ya Quddus. Allah is listening to us. May He accept from all of us this as we're discussing it. Number seven, purity in one's earnings. Especially if you've got a doubt about the source. I mean, this might relate to one of the earlier ones we said about a new business or a venture or something like that. So there are overlaps in this to give us an idea that where we can use this. Seeking Allah to purify our actions. Sorry, our earning and the sources from which we get that earning. Ya Quddus. Ya Quddus, purify our earnings. Okay, number eight, seeking protection from negative influences. When some people just feel susceptible to negative influences, either from people or the environment, or from, I don't know, social media or from whatever, difficult to avoid. Ya Quddus, protect me from these kind of environments. Number nine, learning and teaching. Ya Allah, Ya Quddus, give me knowledge that is beneficial and pure, and protect me from all of that knowledge which is not beneficial. That's a waste of time, though I think I'm learning something. And number 10, for good measure, when we're doing meditation or any kind of spiritual, you know, pondering over something, reflection. Ya Quddus, purify my heart from any distractions so I can focus on you. I can focus on your name. Ya Quddus, a wonderful way to start the dhikr. Ya Quddus, you're the blemishless. You're the one without any defects. You're the holy one. So Ya Allah, make me also purify my heart from all forms of distractions and worldly concerns so that our dhikr is pure. So you can see there's a Ya Quddus is to do with the purity in something, single-mindedness in something, cleanliness in things. Dare I say, if somebody around you is very, very dirty, good idea to invoke Allah, Ya Quddus, Ya Allah. Sort our state out. Allow me to become more clean. Allow others to become more clean.
With the Rayyan Courses subscription, you gain immediate access to it.
And that was the small clip with regards to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Quddus. It's amazing, we call it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Mufti Mangera mentioned that there's various things. If you want to gain closeness to Almighty Allah, and if you need, because we are beggars in the eyes of Almighty Allah. Because if we don't beg, we don't ask, we don't beseech Almighty Allah for anything in life, how are we going to move forward? We have to turn our hands to Almighty Allah. There is no other deity that we can turn to besides Almighty Allah. Allah is there to give us. He's waiting for us to lift our hands and ask Him for forgiveness. You know, make our road easy for us. This life is just but a test. It's temporary. That's why we need to make dua. We need to strive in this world for our akhirat. And we need to attain Jannat al-Firdaus A'la. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and guide us and give us the hidayat to be steadfast in our salat, in our reading, in our ibadat. And may it be pure and may it be from the heart that we give our reading, we make the dua, the ibadah to Almighty Allah with the purest and purest of heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, inshallah. 8 minutes to 11 Central African time. Let me give you the rundown for the shows that are to follow. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage with Mufti Eki Hussein and Malana Zaid. 12 to 12:50, 12:55 will be the news hour with Brother Alfas and Kosi. 5 past 1 will be our Dhuhr Azan. 5:1 to 1:30, there will be the tafsir of Surah Al-A'raf. 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of the tafsir from the archives, Surah Baqarah. 2 to 2:30 will be the rapid Ramadan Q&A with Yusuf Ali and Mufti A.K. Hussain. 2:30 to 3 will be the lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:45 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:45 to 4 will be the Nasiya by Mufti by Maulana Musa Aqidi. 4 to 5 will be an Urdu lecture. 5 to 5:45 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. And thereafter, we will cross over to our Durban studios where we will have the iftar program, inshallah. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah.